The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines, where you can get your weekly fix of arts and culture, food and drink, home and design, style and shopping, and green and sustainable topics. Updated information can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com. This is Mark Steiner once again, about to have another one of our Urbanite radio stories, this time with the marvelous Rain Pryor, who's now the artistic director of The Strand, among many other things. And actually, I think the noise behind us is Rain Pryor driving away.
I know, right? All of a sudden, it's really nice and quiet. A big truck comes by.
So, you're in New York now, right? Are you on the street?
I am. I'm in New York.
And on the street?
I'm actually on the street in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's a nice place.
Yeah.
So, before we talk about you in New York, Rain, I think it's really exciting that you're now the artistic director at The Strand.
Yes.
So, tell me how that came about.
Well, actually, my friend Kimberly Lynn, who I do some directing for over at University of Baltimore, who's head of their artistic in terms of their theater, said, hey, there's this, she read about it, that there was an opening for artistic director, and she knew that's something I really wanted to do. I actually wanted to do center stage, and then I met Kwame, now I understand why they hired him, and then so, you know, I was let me try, you know, to at least dip my feet in somehow in a smaller theater and see what happens. And so I went to the interviews, and I was really happy I got it. And then afterwards, I panicked, going, what am I going to do? You know, but it's just, you know, I love what the mission stands for. I really believe in it. And for myself, I just think I have a great opportunity to bring some what I like to call flavor, which is, you know, different voices of color and different perspectives in terms of whether it's gay, lesbian, transgender, and, you know, really try to take it to another level that it deserves.
And The Strand, I mean, the focus of The Strand is are plays by women, right?
It's to develop women who are in the theater arts. So whether it's a playwright, an actor, on the technical side of things, it's really about elevating them to the next level and providing a space for that. And it's not with the exclusion of men. Like, men are totally included in that. But that's the main focus, is really about, you know, choosing plays where females have a strong voice.
And are they all contemporary plays?
Uh-huh.
Are they all contemporary plays?
They're all pretty much, yeah. I mean, I think the only thing, and it's not still not considered a real classic, you know, that we're considering doing is Glengarry Glen Ross all female.
Oh, that's,
you know, David Mamet, but it's really about the new work.
You're doing an all female Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. We have that on, you know, our agenda. You know, and again, it really is depending on our season. I kind of picked the season already, and we're getting ready to announce that. And I think by the end of the month, we'll make an announcement about what our season is, and we're hoping to include that. We're just not sure in terms of, you know, the money. I mean, we're a 55-seat nonprofit.
Right.
So it's really about raising the capital to be able to do performances like that. You know, and it's funny. It's like I'm used to, like, negotiating and putting together, like, you know, $50,000 budgets and above.
Right.
So you find it's much harder to try to put it together with less. How do you make that dollar really stretch, you know?
And how do you raise the money to do what you want to do?
Right, you know, and so it's really about, you know, fundraising and meeting people. I mean, that's part of, too, like, even though I'm in New York and I'm doing my own solo show here, and negotiating that contract, I'm also meeting with different theaters that are also nonprofit and have a women's focus or women artistic directors to talk about what they're bringing in and see if we can exchange. Well, so it's building those relationships.
I know it's a very tough job, and it's a very interesting job, though. I mean, the way theater is booming. But a bunch of things I want to ask you, but before I do, it has to do with the theater in Baltimore and Strand and what you're doing in New York. But let's come back to the Strand just in terms of the play you just directed.
Yes.
That is playing from now through the 16th of June, correct?
Yes.
Right. It's called Well.
It's called Well,
right,
by Lisa Crone.
So tell me about the play.
Well, the play, you know, it's very interesting. It's what they consider a meta-theatrical play, which means that it's a play within a play, and there's a lot of breaking the fourth wall. And Lisa Crone was known for her solo show performances and performance art type of work. And so she created this meta-theatrical piece about her mother and this neighborhood, this integrated neighborhood that her mother created. And it's really about the struggles between mother and daughter and herself, her own identity within that relationship, you know, and her identity as a performer. So it covers like a lot of different things. And the really the challenge in terms of just directing the piece was how do you know it's a play within a play, but how do you still make it consistent and come off real?
So
you know, I'm really proud of the performers.
It's a single performer.
Pardon me?
It's a single performer.
No, it's six. There's five people in this play. It's a five person show.
Wow.
That she created out of her solo show.
That's what. Okay, right.
You know.
So I mean the play itself. I mean it sounds like it's this the way it's described, at least in the article. I have not seen the play yet, nor have I read the play, but I'm looking forward to it. That it's the story of her mother's illness. It's a you said a play within a play. This kind of mother comes into wheelchairs and interrupts rehearsals. The battles between mother and daughter, all that and more.
Yeah. I mean, it really delves into some things. I mean, it delves into, you know, even taking care of our parents when they're ill. You know, how do we do that? And the challenges that we meet from that, how does it affect us as caregivers to those people? You know, and Lisa kind of taps into some, what I would say, uncomfortable issues in a really kind of uncomfortable but yet comfortable way. You know.
So how do you when you go think about your life as a performer and a writer, your own productions, now directing this, they're different worlds, directing and acting.
Absolutely.
So do you feel comfortable leaping between the two?
Well, I really enjoy directing. I mean, I have since, you know, I think when I was young, it's like I would direct. I'd be the kid that would stand up in class and go, "No, you're doing that wrong." In The Wizard of Oz, she says this at this time, and you know. So I think it was kind of something that was in me. I mean, even my father was a director, so I think it's something that kind of just innately kind of just came to me, and I've always had an interest in, and especially in theater because it's something I know so well. And I really enjoy actors. And I think the fact that I enjoy actors and I was an actor makes me a better director because I understand their process.
And you're still an actor.
You know. Yeah. And I'm also not a very good, I'm not a very, in terms of directing, I'm not a very good at being patient or dealing with things. I kind of am I'm not too bullheaded, but I'd say I'm a hard director. I'm the director. If you know you're going to get something, I'm going to get something out of you. You know that's my purpose is to make you shine. It's really not about making myself shine. So I'm kind of difficult in that way. You know, I'm like, let's do the work. Like, you know, it doesn't matter that you're not getting paid for it. You show up on time. Like, I'm a stickler.
Well, in theater,
you know? I take it seriously. I take the art form seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because maybe I am and, you know, a performer, too.
And that's why you're in New York now, right? Aren't you working on pulling your play off Broadway this fall?
Yeah. Actually, we're supposed to open July 12th. And so we're working on what we need to start doing for that. And at the same time, I've gotten asked to direct, which I'm excited, but I can't say yet. But I will say, you know, a Tony Award-winning actor is getting ready to do her own solo show, and she has asked me to come and direct it for her
Wow.
off-Broadway. So I'm excited about that as well.
Wow. So how's that going to work for you? If you have a one-woman show in New York, directing another show off-Broadway, artistic director of The Strand, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And I'm a mommy.
And you're a mommy. And you're a mother in Baltimore.
Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of going back and forth, which is great. You know, and it's a really fun time. Just trying to balance everything and making it work and kind of being that example of, like, you know, a mom who's following her dreams and can also be the mother, you know?
Yeah, and it's a lot. I mean, what I was suggesting, when I think about you being artistic director, directing plays in Baltimore, perhaps directing another show in New York, it's a huge amount of work.
Yeah.
So,
but I love it, though. I'm doing stuff that I love.
Yeah, that makes all the difference in the world.
All the difference, yes.
So, I was, when you were talking about The Strand in Baltimore, and your thoughts about it. One of the things I was talking this morning actually with Lester Spence in preparation for our show was that when they talk about bringing creative people and lives to Baltimore, like they're doing Station North or the Arts District West, they're talking about West Side. One of the things that's always an issue, though, with that, and you touched on it in just a sentence, but I'd like you to touch on it a little bit more deeply, is that when we think of that, it's always about white theater companies, white artists. It never seems to be a place that's open for artists of color. Not that it's kind of consciously going, oh no, we don't want black folks here, but it's the way of power and the way things are done. So, I mean, how do you see that? You mentioned that in terms of The Strand, so I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, really my thought is about it. You have to kind of create that atmosphere. You kind of have to pull in that audience and go, this is my demographic. You know, this is my audience. Station North is, you know, it's filled with people of color who own businesses in that area. Baltimore is filled with people of color in the area, you know, and there are many talented voices that need to be heard. And my thing is about, you know, doing that kind of outreach that's going to bring in that audience. And I was really happy to see the opening night of Well had a great balance between, you know, the black and the white community that attended the show. And it just makes me feel really good. And people of color are coming out to see theater. You know, and that's what I want to do. And you know, two of the plays that we're doing this year are by African-American female playwrights. You know, one is Daletta Gillespie we'll be doing in the new year, and the other one is Kirsten Childs, who, you know, had her show also on Broadway.
And they'll be in this coming season?
Yes.
That's exciting. That is exciting. I mean, cause I think that's always been an issue for Baltimore, and Baltimore may be getting into a place where it's beginning to figure out how to overcome that, how to change that.
Well, it's almost like you have to view it through the colorful lens. You know, if you're only viewing things in terms of what we know from our own literature in terms of plays, you know, what we consider American playwrights or classic playwrights are those that are, you know, Anglo. And so here I am saying, but there are other classical pieces that aren't written by the Anglo writers. They're, you know, written by people of color. I want to bring in Asian voices, Hispanic voice, you know, Latino voice. I mean, that's really what, you know, the Strand's mission in terms of women and doing something different is really about. And we have such a great opportunity in that area, you know, and people are hungry for it. I think that's why they're coming out to the shows. You know, we do multi-racial casting. I mean, there's some things, you know, that obviously, you know, a playwright's written something a certain way. You know, you don't always take the liberty to cast it differently until you've talked to the playwright. You know, but there's such great opportunity here. And that's really my mission. I mean, ever since I moved to Baltimore, noticing sort of this covert, at times, segregation in the city, I was like, well, how can we change that? How can I change it? Someone who grew up in both communities. You know, I mean, I'm a black Jewish girl, so how can I bridge
the
lines? And this is my opportunity to do that.
And you've been exploring that. I mean, you explored it in your one-woman production of Fried Chicken and Latkes. And,
right.
And your new one now, Oh My God, You're Jewish?
No, that's fried chicken and latkes.
That's fried chicken and latkes. Okay.
Different variations of it.
Gotcha. I mean, because that's where you kind of in depth explore the kind of pain, power, love, and madness of being bicultural.
Right.
And is that going to open on Broadway?
That is the show that the Fried Chicken and Latkes is the one that's opening off Broadway in July.
That's exciting. So how long? So what theater will it be in?
You know, if they get the air conditioning working, that's what we're waiting on to decide whether or not we open in July. It's hilarious. You know, it'll be at the Actors Temple Theater, which is also doubles as a synagogue. So there'll be no Friday night shows.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe you could do a special service on Friday nights. It could be your show.
I wish.
You know?
You know, but it's great. It's a 174-seat theater. You know, so it's just very exciting. It's all neat to watch it all come together.
So when do you come back to Baltimore?
I will actually, I go back and forth between New York and Baltimore right now. So I actually will come back on Thursday because I have a show that I'm still directing that closes as well. So I'll be there for Thursday's night show at 8:00 and Friday night show at 8:00 and Saturday night's closing show at 8:00.
All right. So, people, folks, we don't want you to miss this new play at the Strand that's closing here this coming weekend.
Yep.
It's Lisa Cron's The Well, directed by our guest today, Rain Pryor. We can't wait to see her new work and what she does with this incredible Strand Theater.
Well, thanks for having me.
Rain, anytime. Thank you so much for joining us today. And be safe in New York, and we'll see you back in BMOR.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Take care.
Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Mortgage Program, a community lending initiative of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. 1-800-638-7781.